Tons.
Yeah.
And tons.
No quitting your job. Although, if you do, there'd be 100 people trying to get it. That's, I guess, the good and the bad of it.
Especially in radio.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's no jobs in radio anymore at all. I was just reading something as I was digressing from...
The big boys are cutting back, man.
The realities of my own life. It's a sad thing. There's a guy that worked at KDA. Here's where there's a job available. Guy worked at KDKA in Pittsburgh, which is a great radio station. And he's been on the air there for a couple of years. He'd moved, and imagine this for a drama. He was being served a subpoena because his prior employer said he violated some something that he wasn't supposed to violate, a non-compete clause that he had in his contract.
Uh-oh.
So they went into the radio station and demanded to go into the studio while he was on the air live.
Oh, that's
and served
him.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah, they did. So, I actually would be pretty good radio.
I was going to say, we should try to get served.
Yeah, right, thanks, Jennifer. I don't wish that. I've got enough. We're dealing with enough stuff here today that's plenty, I don't know if compelling is the right. Yeah, it's, I mean, the stories that I'm telling about Tony and her passing, for those of you who just joined us, thank you. I had a lot of radio station management, Richie, sending me some condolences.
Oh, nice.
People,
that's nice.
Yeah, that we're in touch with all the time. So thank you. Very much. You all know, you heard me. She's been on the air here. Richie was trying to scramble around and find some audio of her on the air with me. She had, just the last 4 or 5 years, when she moved back down from Maine and had another house in Massachusetts, she spent a lot of time on the farm. Because really part of her family, she didn't have any family except for her brother, and he was down in North Carolina. And so her family became my sister. Mm-hmm. And they were very close. You know, they had their stuff because everybody had their stuff with Tony. But Nancy's very visibly upset about this. And so anyway, but Tony would be on the farm with all the farm. The people at the farm got together last night and had a toast.
Aww.
That's cool. Edgar and the guys and Don. And
mostly the ladies of the farm. Were the ones that, you know, when Tony was there, they'd sit around and chew the fat about. And I told you there was maybe I didn't tell you this. Interestingly enough, we'll get to Pam Popper in just a second. The great great granddaughter of the original Tony the Cow, who was around from when Tony first, you know, was, well, she hasn't been around that long. She'd been around for 24 or so years. We didn't. I have none of the original cows that we had when Tony and I were together, obviously. But anyway, this cow named Tony died last year, and this fourth generation heifer was born on Thursday to Tony the cow's great great granddaughter, and so Georgette and Edgar named her Tony, not knowing at the time what was going on with Tony. It's another sort of one of those psychic connection energy things that you get. And so now there's another Tony the cow.
And did they toast with raw milk, Doug?
You know, I don't think they did, but that would have been a good idea. I actually, somebody suggested, I think I'm going to do this, as was the case with lots of other things. Tony had great taste. And the milk store that we have now, Jennifer, you've been in the store, was pretty much Tony's design. Tony and my sister went in there one day and they decided they were going to have this, that, or the other thing. And so a lot of the feeling that you get when you go into the store is because of their influence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll maybe put a picture up of Tony in there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Thank her, yeah. Right.
She likes ice cream. You should name an ice cream for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Very
Tony,
good idea.
Tony was nuts. We'll have a...
That's funny.
Maybe we will. It's just, if I think about that, is that I want her to walk through the door here. You know how we
Isn't
just
that
want
weird?
Her to walk through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's not real
it
yet.
Sure is. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's something that is real. Something that helps those of you who like to have connections with the rest of the world. You enjoy listening to the radio. A lot of great radio programs around now. And many of them are on AM radio stations, and let's face it, The AM radio band is not what it used to be because the manufacturers of radios have ignored the AM side for whatever the reason. They think that people don't listen anymore to the AM side. You know that's not right. And so do the folks at C. Crane, who have gone about the business of building radios for decades that are above the standard that anybody else uses. And that's what makes these radios so good and so appropriate for those of you who love listening to programs like mine on stations that program conversation radio. A lot of them are on the AM band, and, yeah, admittedly, many more of them are going over to the FM, where we're having increasing interest in spoken word formats on the FM side of things. But that doesn't mean the AM band's going to go away or these shows on the AM side are going to go away. So would you like to hear them in the same quality as you hear the stuff that comes on the FM side? Not only that, but the C Crane, the average C Crane radio has emergency features. They have 2-meter ham bands to keep you informed during local disasters, hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, you name it. If you have a battery-operated C Crane radio, you will know exactly what's going on. You can scan 5 ham operators at once with the CC Radio 2, just one of the many, one of the dozens of different types of radios you can find. Go online to C Crane Radio. Actually, you can go to C Crane, but the easiest way to find the catalog is to go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, or to call them at 800-522-8863. You owe it to yourself, to your family, to the people you want to protect. You need to have information in times of emergency. These radios will always work under every and any condition. You can't imagine anything better than this. It's a great idea for Christmas. A weather band, weather alerts to keep you up with your local weather as well. So get the accessories, get the radios. It's the CC Radio 2 that I'm talking about now, but there's so many of them. You can find out by calling 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863. Or go online, look at the catalog, order the radios at C Crane. Why do I keep doing that? Because I've been to, it's C Crane online, but it's ccradio.com. ccradio.com or 800-522-TUNE.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
17 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mondays at this time, we bring in Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. Pam, most of the program today has been devoted to a discussion of the passing of my former wife, with whom you and I have not had this conversation. So the little background that you need is that she and I maintained a strong, very strong bond over the 30-some-odd years that we've been divorced. We were married for a few years, had two children, and then decided that it wasn't the best thing for us to have been married when we were, and so you go on and you do other things, but we maintain a closeness, and more importantly, for the purpose of this conversation, one of the things that has made her life a compelling story was that she developed breast cancer when she was 45, went through a series of protocols that were, by your and most other descriptions of the meaning of the word traditional, or certainly traditional chemo and all that other stuff. And I tried over the years to get her to do some alternative things, and she was pretty determined sort. I think when I wasn't looking, she did some of the things that I had suggested. Anyway, suffice it to say, she went through protocol after protocol after protocol. Her body was invaded, good God, pretty much for the whole 20 years. Everybody else who got onto this sort of special protocol that she was on in the past, or 20 years ago, long since gone. And so she just passed on Saturday night as a result of the cancer spreading. She had an operation last year to amputate her arm where the cancer had been, and got into lymph nodes and then into her lungs, and that's why she died. And I guess for the benefit of those who are listening who think, my God, is there anything we can do that, A, isn't so invasive and maybe has better success? What lessons can we learn from what she went through?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss, and I totally understand. I have a former husband with whom I've maintained a great relationship, and his loss would be terrible for me, too, so I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
But in the interest of trying to perhaps turn this into a positive experience for others to learn from, I think that the first thing that I always tell people when something like this happens is this is why you don't want to get cancer in the first place. So, you know, if you're out there thinking, I'll just eat, drink, and be merry, and when something bad happens, you know, the doctors will fix it, they're not always so good at fixing it. So this is a time to really examine the way you're living your life. Yep. But if you already have been diagnosed with cancer, there are a couple of important points, I think. The first one is I've had a long-time association with Ralph Moss at CancerDecisions.com. In fact, he was just here for the weekend speaking.
Really?
And this is a way to find out about the efficacy of treatments before you start them. And
all right, so
they're
let's
often
hold on.
Not
let's,
real effective.
All right, let's work on that and have people come back to that focus in a moment. Tim, it's Pam Popper with us. Talk about alternatives to some of the conventional treatments. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree Holiday, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Lots of different propositions before us here today. Not the usual Good Day program, but thanks to so many of you who have
you've been calling, and that's cool, and you've been sending email, and that's very cool. Thank you for that.
We love you, Doug.
I appreciate
that. And you
that.
Know that.
Yep, I do. So this is actually as much as this is about Tony. It's aimed at helping. That's why Pam's info will be so helpful. But I also want you to know what great therapy this is for me, actually. So, anyway, Pam, Dr. Ralph Moss, who is somebody, as you've explained, who has alternatives or offers. So let's go through the picture so people understand, because I think so many people are so wrapped up in the conventional. I mean, Tony was as smart a woman as you would find, as smart a human being as you would find. Her decisions are always made on her relationships, the feelings that she had with people. So she'd meet these doctors, and they would tell her this is the way to go, and she would trust them because of what she felt about them. And
that's a dangerous thing to do.
I never thought it served her well, but it wasn't up to me to tell her what to do. It was just up to me to serve. And by the way, a month or so ago, she just said, I don't want to hear any more of it. I've done as much as I can do, you know.
And I understand that part, too.
Yeah.
I think that's why getting a Moss report is so important, because if somebody's being told by their physician, this is the treatment, it's the standard, it's the gold standard, and it's what I do with patients, and they throw out all kinds of percentages that sound impressive. You don't really, even if you have credentials, you don't get very far by saying, that's wrong, listen to me instead.
Right.
And so what
yeah.
I love about the Moss report is we sit down with somebody who has cancer, and we look at the facts. Okay, what they're proposing, I'll never forget having an ovarian cancer patient sitting in my office one time saying, well, according to this, if I do what my doctor's telling me, I have a 17% chance of being alive at the end of the year. And I said, that's right. And we don't find that depressing. We find that important to know so that you then can pick something that has better promise. And here's what I think everybody needs to remember about treatment for cancer is that we've made virtually no progress in terms of traditional treatments to saving those who have developed advanced cancers and metastasized cancers. It's no different today than it was in 1970 in terms of survival outcomes. So it makes those treatments or treatments for those types of cancer virtually useless, and therefore really beneficial to consider other opportunities. And there are some that are effective. It depends on what kind of cancer you have. So we don't even talk to cancer patients that don't get a Moss report because, as I was saying during the break, the worst thing I hear in my office is, gosh, if I'd known then what I know now, I would have made an entirely different decision. Well, we want to know now, you know, and we want to have the information before we start down the path. And then we can start looking at the best option. And the reality is survival rates under the best of circumstances are not incredibly great for people who have advanced or metastasized cancer, but they are significantly better with some alternative treatments than they are with conventional treatment.
Yeah. Well, you can lead the horse to water, and then you don't want to alienate their affection, and you know it's
there's
it's
only so much you can do.
Exactly. So you leave it at that, and especially with the people who have a strong sense of their own guidance, whatever it may be.
Well, and I just had this experience, if it's any consolation, earlier this year I lost a friend to cancer at the age of 30. And
wow.
In my opinion, the pivotal decision that caused her to die was when she consulted with an oncologist in New York who recommended that she not only have radiation, which I think everybody agreed was a good thing to do, but combine it with chemotherapy. And the reason we were so opposed to the chemotherapy was because it offered only a 6% advantage to the radiation by itself. 6% is not a very big number, and one of the biggest risks of chemotherapy is metastasized cancer, and that's exactly what happened to her. She distant site metastases. What happened to this woman was she had cervical cancer, and had she had the radiation only, I think she'd still be with us. She ended up dying not of cervical cancer, but of stage 4 lung cancer. She was cured officially by this doctor of cervical cancer, and then the cancer resurfaced a few months later in her lungs, and that's what killed her just a few months after that.
Yeah.
And that, and many people tried to tell her not to do that, but in a state of fear and with a very learned, authoritative person saying this is what you should do, she succumbed, and I think it cost her life.
Yeah. Well, what you said earlier on is maybe the most poignant. You have to keep yourself from getting it.
Yeah.
And that's diet and exercise and getting stress. Easier said than done. All of these things are easier. It's easy to say, not necessarily easy to do because of the state of some of our minds or the state of some of our realities. But
that's true. But I always insert this because I think it's so important. You know, today is Monday. It's a busy day for everybody. And I'm sure there are a whole bunch of people listening to this program that are thinking, but I can't get to the gym today because I have this to do. And I just don't have time to go buy some more produce at the store. But you've seen this firsthand because of your experience. When you become a cancer patient, 24 hours out of 24 hours every day are focused on what you're going to do and treatment and all that sort of thing. And so maybe what makes it easier is if you'll just take an hour today to do the right things, you can keep yourself from having to spend 24 hours a day at some future time having to deal with the consequences of not doing the right things. And I've said this in my lectures for years. I think over the span of a person's lifetime, we all spend about the same amount of time on health care. Some of us are spending it eating and exercising, and others are spending it on treatment.
Yeah, there you go. I'd rather have the primary, thank you, than the secondary. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Check them out online at wellnessforum.com. Pam, thank you for your help.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hour 27 for the new hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, focusing a lot today on the passing of my former wife, Toni. You don't get away from when you love somebody. I said this to her, and I think you say it to everybody. When you this is how you know whether you love somebody or you didn't love somebody. If you love someone the right way, you don't stop loving them. Your love may change, if you will. But you love someone because that love is very deep, and that's the relationship. It isn't love if it isn't deep. It's something else, but it isn't love. You can say you love somebody, and, you know, maybe you do. But more often, especially with men, it's lust. Mm-hmm. And I think with the women to a point, too. There are some other things going on in the world, not the least of which is Justin Timberlake going to the Marine ball with this lady Marine. There's something about this story that intrigues the hell out of me. I've always found him to be a very likable character. He is dating somebody more off, I guess more on now. He's back with her, isn't he, Jennifer? Jessica Biel?
Yeah,
Jennifer
he's back Biel. With Jessica Biel, yep.
Yeah, right, Jennifer. Anyway,
Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica. So, but he goes to the Marine ball, and this young lady, whose name escapes me at the moment, she's very attractive in the way that, you know, she's homegrown. You can tell by looking at her and listening to her and watching her that she's, you know, she's good.
And she asked him out on YouTube, right?
I think that was it, yeah.
He said he would go with her, which I think is very cool of him. And he kept his promise because I think his co-star in the movie Friends with Benefits, Mila Kunis, got asked out. And she said yes, but I don't think she actually ever went.
Oh, really?
On the date. I'm pretty sure she didn't, but...
Yeah. So anyway, it's
who does
very
she
cool.
look like? I'm looking at her right now.
Who? Mila?
Mila, she's hot.
No,
she...
Kelsey DeSantis, who is Justin Timberlake's.
The girl that went to the Marine? I think she's a very wholesome looking kid. Very cool. If I were that age, I probably would be interested in. At any rate.
Yeah, she looks like your type.
Sicko.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She what?
Sicko.
No, I said if I were that age.
I know.
Yeah, right. Now, also the nice family. There, you're welcome. The Duggars. This group of nitwits. Somebody called and was really upset with us and said she loves Richie, she loves me, but she can't stand listening to us anymore because of the approach we had last week with the Duggars.
I got an email from her, and she had said that that they're really a good family, that they're a good Christian family, and that they
That's not in question.
Right, right, right.
And, how much is too much?
And the guy never needed to sell his family. He's a successful real estate developer and never needed to sell the family to make money, so it wasn't that. And
he's got a crew of 20. He doesn't have to sell. He's got all those work.
Right,
work
and that she was disappointed in us and, you know, has always liked us but won't be listening anymore. So I just responded. I said, I'm sad to hear that you won't be listening anymore and won't be our friend anymore because of one instance, and I hope that you'll forgive us. And
why should she forgive us? What's to forgive?
Listen, we have a difference of opinion.
Right, so that's not to be, forgive. It's just something to understand.
We forgive and forget, and we move along. Okay.
That's the trouble today with so many people, and the radio world is full of them, and so are people in general. They're so intolerant of somebody else's point of view. How do you think we got to the point where we are now if we didn't have people that had different points of view, different values, different mores, different standards? And that's how you know, I mean, we go back to talking about Tony for a second, how you know what's good is understanding what's bad. And having an appreciation for the good comes from being able to observe the bad. And in this circumstance, there is nothing, underscore, zero, nada, nothing, that comes out of having 20 children living in the same roof trying to vie for the attention of the two parents. Unless you hire somebody to raise the children, and what do you have them for if you got somebody else to raise them? It is absolutely
They raise each other, don't they?
Their own kids, they have a system where the older kids help with the younger kids.
So that's what do you learn from that?
Hey, listen, if it's not right for you and me, fine, cool, one thing. But I can certainly talk about it and go, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And not take anything away from them, whether they care whether what I think.
But that's the problem again with so many people today. There's such intolerance to other people's points of views, and
that's the point that disappointed me the most is that you know somebody who shares the day with us every single day, you know, for an hour or two a day, as she said she would, and then all of a sudden cuts us off.
Yeah,
we're done
because of something.
Because we disagree on one thing.
Are perfect. I'm not apologizing for the point of view because
I don't apologize for it. I think as friends, and we're all friends, you know, how do you handle things like this? Okay, I think this, you think that, cool. Okay, let's move on.
800-510-8255, good idea. Let's move on. The things that you're proudest of, reflecting on Tony and how proud she was of her children, certainly our children, and how she was so determined and a lot of things that I wrote down about her arts, and I started this conversation a while back, and I didn't finish it in terms of what I've learned about her from being responsible for moving a lot of stuff around that nobody's really seen, and reading some of the papers and letters that she sent to friends and to our children, and their responses back to her. Always, you see a bond and you sense a bond, but when you read some of these things, it's very powerful stuff. So what are you proudest of in your life, Roberta?
I would have to say my two children, obviously, I'm very proud of. And also, I mean, personally, I'm proud of the way I took care of my parents in the last 5 years.
Yeah. I think we pretty much all of us can say what we have said about our children. So if you move to that, Jennifer, you don't have any, so that doesn't...
No, and I'm proud of the way I take care of my cat, but, you know. No, I think Roberta just hit on it. I'm very proud of the time that I spent with my grandparents when they were later in life because, you know, they played such a big role in raising me. It makes me very proud that I was able to give back to them when they were passing, you know, when they were continuing their journey somewhere else. And I also think, you know, I'm proud of the relationship I have with my parents and with my close friends and family, and it's not anything that I have that I'm necessarily proud of, but just the relationships I have, I think, most important to me.
Yeah, that's good. Richie, how would you answer that?
A lot of things, actually. I'm proud that I became my own person but still learned all of the good lessons that my parents taught me. Without realizing it, I became my dad, but I think took the good parts and then, you know, grew into some other things.
Right.
My wife always says that if a friend calls me and needs anything, I will just hop and jump and go to it. And I always tell her, hey, that's what makes me a good friend, and I'm probably most proud of that. And then The other thing is, I sit here in these studios, and Doug, you and I have worked a long time together, and I think about what these studios used to be when we were down in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And what just a rat trap of wires and just putting little teeny radio shows together, and then look at what it's become, and and look at this show and what it's become over the years.
I think that's very true. I'd agree with like work ethic too.
It's very cool to sit here and watch what we've built over the last 15 or so years.
And we have each other, if you will, to thank for that. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. I am very proud of what we do now.
think about
it. I will say, I talked to Ken Sawyer, who's the fellow that ran the station down in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where we were on for 7 or 8 years, and because of corporate management edicts, he was actually given a choice. He told me this. I talked to him on Thursday. He said the company said you can stay or go, whichever you prefer, because he's about my age and he could retire if he wanted to. And he didn't want to, but he also told them that he thought they ought to, because they felt like they needed to put Sean Hannity. The station wasn't complete without having Sean Hannity, like Sean isn't visible somewhere, you know, within 10 miles of there. But so they changed their programming around to put Glenn Beck on in the morning where they had their local talk show, and the local talk show replaced me, and then they put Sean on in the afternoon. And, you know, he understands how corporate decisions are made, and we're not here to challenge those. You do what you want. They're your property. You run them the way you want to run them. That's it, period. And that's my sincere belief. But he said, I love listening to your program. He said, it has become so much better in the years that you've been on our station. And I thanked him for that. And he says, but still, I still hear you sometimes go into stuff. And I think to myself, why in the heck is he talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
So...
We think that too, Ken.
Join the club.
Happens from time to time. But there are all kinds of wonderful and exciting things going on in the world, and I have a broad sense of desire to be aware of what's going on, and I want you, hopefully, to go there with me if it helps. 800-510-8255. Joelle in calls. Good day. Hi.
Hi, Doug. I'm addicted to your show.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
Well, my husband is in radio.
Oh, really?
Cool.
He has to get up or gets to get up very early. We're on the Pacific coast, literally, freezing to death here. And so we get up and listen to you every morning. Had it not been for him turning you on because you're on his station, that we got to listen to you for the first time in all these years that he's been in radio. This is the first time we've caught your show.
Really?
But anyway, about your subject, I have the same subject. My daughter and our daughter was born 32 years ago, and we had our last day of a very happy life on the 14th of November a year ago, and I carry around my box this week sharing with everybody my daughter who died on the 15th.
That's sad. I'm sorry for that.
We played all day Sunday on the 14th, and then on Monday morning, Bob went in to wake her up because he was unemployed at the time. And he goes, honey, it's a beautiful morning. Get up, get up. And she was responding, which wasn't uncommon. Yeah. And so he went and looked at her, and she was sleeping in the normal position, and she wasn't there, and he was by himself because I was helping some of her friends, and she wasn't there. He opened her eyes, and she was gone.
Was it something expected, or was it something sudden?
No. This is, I keep her death certificate with me at all times. It was a blood disease. It was a sepsis. It was... you can catch it through the dirt. You can catch it. It's like a toxic shock syndrome.
Wow.
We had no idea that she had it. And because she had a very hopeful singing career and was made two songs on a CD. And at the age of 25, she got schizophrenia. Which then changed all of our lives. I had a very, very two successful careers, and gave up my second one of 15 years to be with her. And it was so wonderful, day and night and day and night. We, you know, just thought we'd live with a schizophrenic daughter until she was 50 or 60, you know. Poor thing, she, you know, only child. What is she going to do when mom and dad pass? So that's some of her thoughts as schizophrenic that she worried about. And she had dramatic voices of demons.
That's always sad to deal with. Well, thank you for calling and sharing your story. And
we'll be sending you good thoughts today.
Sharing yours. It was just gripping, and I just couldn't help but
be
touched. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It touches us a lot.
Yep. Thank you very much. Jennifer, before we move off on to a couple of other things, and Facebook, you've got some comments as well to the sharing of this story this morning.
Mm-hmm. We absolutely do. Let's see. Kim says that she can tell you're struggling this morning and that you're being very courageous by sharing your story, and her prayers are with you and your family today. Patrick Sanchez said that his proudest moment is getting married to his wife and graduating college. Okay. Cindy Kratzer says, so sorry to you, her daughter who fought her battles and graduated, fought her battles with life and came out the best, well-rounded, loving adult, and she could have not gotten better daughter. So she's very proud of having her kids. And Deanna says, so sorry to hear about your loss. She's at peace now, out of pain. God bless, and remember the great memories.
Yep.
That's what you have to do. Thank you for your thoughts. Now, speaking of thoughts, let's think about your health as long as we're into it. Your heart, your brain, your joints, they are the most important things. And if you don't have, as Pam Pop was saying earlier, you don't want to have to fight the diseases, you want to prevent them. And I will tell you that Master Omega 3 is a super way for you to keep your heart, your brain, and all your joints functioning perfectly. Master Omega 3 on the market now, and they have the folks at Master Omega 3 have decided to give away 1 million bottles, and you can work on this. We had another product from these folks, and they gave away 1 million bottles in about a month and a half. So now your opportunity. This is about as important as anything you can come up with. Omega-3s for your heart, your brain, and your joint health. This is the purest form of omega-3. Take my word for it. This stuff is incredible. Here's the best part of getting omega-3, Master Omega-3. You can get a free bottle right now by calling 800-359-7904. That's 800-359-er. Get that from the guy in the studio there, Richie.
Yeah.
359-7904. Call now. And when you call and ask for the free bottle of Master Omega-3, they'll give you a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi. What a great vitamin this is. So promote your health and well-being. Take advantage of this amazing offer. The claim is available now, so work on it fast. Hurry up. The offer will not last forever. Master Omega-3 and a free bottle of Green Supreme Multi. I think the value is $39 a piece on those, so hurry now. 800-359-7904. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. 800-359-7904.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
The Texas Rangers picked up a fellow who's paralyzed from Georgia. What's that all about, Richie? You know?
Somebody did this a while back, a year ago. Just kind of put him on the team, and then
Starting now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Not the Animal House that we knew and love. This is Stephen Bishop from the movie Tootsie. Stephen Bishop is 60 today. He's also the person on the stairs playing the guitar and singing when John Belushi came down.
Smashes his guitar.
Smashed his guitar, right, exactly. So that's how we get started. Movie music starts movie moments. Chuck Curry will be here. We also have a movie that is pretty ingrained in most of our hearts and minds. Some of the new movies over the years, we'll talk about that. Chucker's got the report of how the movies have done over the weekend. Box office totals up next here on Good Day. Is Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 55 past the hour. I don't know if we want to do this. This is my own edit on my radio program. I'm getting tired of hearing the same, you know, what happens. I don't like anything the same. I don't want to hear the same stuff over again. And so when we have these anniversaries of these big movies, I get impatient with my staff because I, am sort of saying I don't want
because they can't create new movies. there's only
new
a couple
memories.
Of hundred really popular movies that people can identify.
Oh,
so
I don't know about that. I
you got to rotate them.
No, I don't think that's true. I think there are a lot.
Actually, what you're saying, Doug, is you're getting a little older and your patience is wearing out.
Well, that could be it, part of it, Chucker. That may be. All right. So here we have, there are three excerpts from this movie that we have.
Oh, you still want to do it?
Yeah. I don't know. We have
time come on. It'll be fun.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's so easy. That's what makes it.
But it's fun.
So easy. Okay. 800-510-8255. First person with the right answer understands the question and the answer. Then you'll win the prize if you haven't went on Movie Moments before. Here's the first clue.
He says the sun came out last night. He says it's dying to him.
All right. Huh. Could be one of two or three movies, in fact, given that
voice.
Clue.
Yeah.
All right. No, you don't. You don't have that voice at all.
No, I don't?
No. Next clue.
If this is just nerd gas, how come I know everything so detailed? I've never been here before. How come I know so much? Yeah. What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Right,
okay, well, if this makes you feel better, I don't have it, Dougie.
Yeah.
Is the next one a song?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably not a song.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so hello.
You got to get that one.
Yeah, that's, well, on the third
clue. I kind of wish we didn't do... Whatever. I'd rather have the voices. Next time we do this, Richie, make a mental note. Make sure that that's not the gimme.
Okay.
800-510-8255. Chucker, what happened to the box office this weekend?
The Sword and Sandal 3D Adventure Immortals, number one, $32 million in business. So that's decent, but not great. It's an expensive film. Adam Sandler's new comedy, Jack and Jill, $26 million, somewhat off from most Sandler movies. I've seen it with my wife on Friday. This is what I would say. 20% very funny, 80% pretty awful. Hard to believe 40 years after doing The Godfather, Al Pacino would be playing himself in Jill's interest. As Adam Sandler plays that role in Drag, it's just so much stuff in this movie that should have been left on the cutting room floor. And I'm a fan of Mr. D's Little Nicky and even growing up, so that's saying a lot. Number three was Puss in Boots, 25.5. This film's had good word of mouth, $109 million in 3 weeks release. The Ben Stiller, Eddie Murphy comedy, Tower Heist, plays fourth, 13.1. A decent $43 million in 2 weeks release. And Clint Eastwood's J. Yeager, placed number five, 11.4 in its opening frame. Reviews were somewhat split, so it'll depend on how word of mouth is if this film's going to have legs in the box office.
All right, Carl is in loose. What's the name of the movie, Carl?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yep, number one movie during this week in 1977. You got it, pal. So hold on, we'll give you a nice Doug Steffen from the prize closet, sort of.